Do you know the difference between qualified and non-qualified annuities? Well, then stick around for episode number 63 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. Hi, everyone. My name is Marty Becker, owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. In today's episode, we're going to go through what sometimes is a confusing subject for people, so we're just going to clear it up, the difference between qualified and this is just a reminder that these podcasts and videos are for educational purposes only. Always consult with a licensed advisor or a professional before making any type of decisions to buy, sell security, or any type of tax decision. Okay, so let's just start with the definitions of qualified or non-qualified money. And we'll just try and keep it simple here. Non-qualified money is money in your possession that you have already paid the taxes on. A good example of that would be your checking account. If you have wages from a job or Social Security or defined benefit pension and the taxes are being withheld before the money hits your account, everything in your possession at that point has already been taxed and now it is considered non-qualified. Qualified money is money in an account or an investment that you have not paid the taxes on. Good example of this is an IRA, a 401k, a 403b, a 457, a TSP, a SEP, on and on. Any combination of numbers and letters deemed by the IRS, if you have put money into that account and have not paid the taxes on it, it is considered qualified money. So with these type of accounts, with qualified money, anytime you make any type of withdrawal from one of those accounts, it will be subject to taxation. There is no getting around that taxation, even if you don't need to withdraw the money at any point in the future, like it's just in there, you don't need it for income. The government will force you to take it either at the age of 73 or 75, depending on the year you were born, in the form of required minimum distributions, RMDs for short. Annuities can be under one of these classifications. You can have a qualified annuity or a non-qualified annuity. Let's start with qualified annuities. Again, these are annuities that have been funded by a qualified rollover or a qualified transfer from an existing qualified account. Again, that's an IRA or a 401k, something like that. Or it's an annuity that was established with direct funding, and then you took the tax deduction after the funding. Just like any other qualified account, all withdrawals are going to be subject to normal income tax regardless of how you take the money, whether it's just taking the interest, forced RMDs, or if you set up a lifetime income using that annuity, it will be taxed as normal income. Now, one of the benefits to these is that there are certain companies out there that will allow you the opportunity to do Roth conversions for future tax-free benefits. That's a pretty big deal, and it's a newer concept that just came around towards the end of 2024, and there's still only a handful of companies that offer this, and they're all really good companies, by the way. Now, I did an entire podcast episode just on the subject of annuity Roth conversions, and that is episode 59. There will be a link in the show notes and on the webpage for that podcast. But to learn more about Roth conversions inside of annuities, go listen to episode 59 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. Okay, so those were qualified annuities. Now let's talk about non-qualified annuities because this is where most people get confused. So non-qualified annuities are funded with money you have already paid the taxes on, whether that's just from a savings account or from another asset that you've sold and already paid the taxes on the gains on, that is funded with after-tax money. It's a non-qualified annuity. Those annuities are normally set up either for growth or for income. Now, with a non-qualified growth annuity, those are subject to LIFO, L-I-F-O, stands for last in, first out. Let me give you an example of what that means, because this is where people get confused. So let's say you put $100,000 of after-tax money into that annuity, and it grows by 5% the first year, so you earned $5,000 in interest gains. Now you want to take $10,000 out of that annuity. Because of LIFO, last in, first out, you would have to pay taxes on the $5,000 you earned in interest, and the remaining $5,000 would be seen as a return of premium, and no taxes would be due. Now let's say in the same example, you earn 10% the first year, and you want to take $10,000 out. Then you would pay taxes on the entire $10,000 because all that was interest gains, and because that was the last money in the annuity, you're taxed on the first money out. Let me say that again. Now, in that same example, let's say you earn 10% that first year and you wanted to take $10,000 out. Then you would be taxed on the entire $10,000 withdrawal because all of that was interest gain. That was the last money in, so it has to be the first out, and there are taxes due on that money. Anything above that at that point is considered a return of premium and no taxes are due. Now, how does this work with non-qualified income annuities, annuities specifically designed to pay you a guaranteed lifetime income? Those are subject to something called an exclusion ratio. An exclusion ratio is a percentage of income that is seen as a return of premium, so it's not taxed, and the remaining percentage is seen as interest gains and is taxable. Now, this is all based on your age, spread out over time, and once all of the principal has been paid back, then all the income becomes taxable. Okay, now, so what are some of the key tax benefits of qualified and non-qualified annuities? So we'll start with qualified annuities. Again, that's money that has not been taxed at all. So as far as tax savings or tax benefits, there are no additional benefits because Uncle Sam is going to get his money at some point because it's still a qualified account. And if anybody tells you anything different, they're either lying or they don't know what they're talking about. So it doesn't matter if it's a qualified annuity, a stock, a mutual fund, a CD, or a money market. Eventually, that money is going to be forced to come out and you're going to pay tax on it. However, going back to what I mentioned earlier, with these qualified annuities now that are funded via an IRA or your 401k, we can set that up to where you have the opportunity to do internal Roth conversions systematically over a period of time. So now all the future benefits from that annuity will be completely tax-free. Again, episode 59 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast, go listen to it. I go into a lot of detail on how that process works. Now, what are the key benefits of a non-qualified annuity when it comes to taxes? So overall, when it comes to just safe investments, meaning you cannot lose money in that investment due to a market downturn. So I'm talking about things like CDs and money markets and high yield savings accounts and even zero coupon bonds where you're earning interest, you are going to be taxed on that growth every year, even if you do not access the money. And normally that shows up as a Schedule B income when you receive a 1099-I from those institutions. With non-qualified annuities that were funded with money you've already paid taxes on, you can defer the taxes on that growth forever. That is the major tax advantage to non-qualified annuities. So if you're just looking to park the money somewhere, protect it from loss, and protect it from high fees, and not have to pay tax on the earnings until you absolutely choose to do, then a non-qualified annuity can, and even if you're using something like a short-term MIGA, for those of you who don't understand that language, a MIGA is the annuity version of a bank CD, guaranteed amount of interest for a guaranteed amount of time. Even after that term is over, and you say, I still don't want to pay the taxes on the gain, you can use something called a 1035 exchange and just roll it into the next annuity and continue to defer those taxes forever if you so choose. Now, here's a little bonus section because I have people ask me this on a semi-regular basis, but I thought I'd throw it in here because it is applicable. If you're a person who has a non-qualified annuity that has had a lot of growth and you don't want to start another term and you don't want to pay the taxes on the growth, what are your options? As far as I know, there's one option. You can roll that annuity using a 1035 exchange into an asset-based long-term care policy in exchange for long-term protection. So that way, if you ever need the long-term care benefit, all the money that is paid out is completely tax-free, including all the growth you received in the former annuity, plus any additional benefits that are guaranteed by that new policy. With an asset-based long-term care policy, if you ever change your mind and you want the money back, you can get it. But just keep in mind, at that point, you'll have to pay the taxes on the gains. But if you never use it, the money that was put into that policy can be passed on as a death benefit to your beneficiaries. And then the taxes will be their problem at that point. Okay. Let me say that again. If you have a non-qualified annuity that has a lot of gains in it, you don't want to pay the taxes, but you don't want to start another annuity, you can use asset-based long-term care that will keep the money liquid. It will keep the taxes deferred. And if you ever need long-term care services, all of the money that comes out to help pay for those is completely tax-free, including the gains from the former annuity. And asset-based long-term care is not one of these use it or lose it type of policies. It is something that you can store the money in. If you change your mind, you can get it back. You'll pay the taxes. But if you never use it, the money would be passed on as a death benefit to your beneficiaries. It's a pretty phenomenal concept and product that's available. And there is a handful of really strong companies that offer asset-based long-term care. Now, I've done an entire section on my website addressing asset-based long-term care. So if you just go to atlasannuity.com and go under the long-term care tab, I go through tons and tons of details on how those things work and why they're a good idea to have one. Okay, everyone, hopefully that made sense. And now you have a better idea between the difference of qualified versus non-qualified annuities. The best way to learn even more about annuities is going and watching my video series, 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement, where you will get a really good foundation of how annuities work and the most effective way to use them. And if you're finding this information helpful, please like and subscribe to the podcast and the YouTube channel. Share it with somebody that you think could benefit from it. And always feel free to get your questions answered by booking a short time at atlasannuity.com. Again, this is Marty Becker coming to you with episode number 63 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast, wishing you all the best in your financial education. We'll catch you in the next episode.